Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, I see you working hard. Wanna let you know, I'm proud. Let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, if my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better. You challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll fly ya, sing you a song, turn the game on. I'll brush your hair, help you put your durag on. Wanna put her up, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day. Do anything for my man, baby, you blow me away. I've got your slippers, your dinner, your dessert, and so much more. Anything you want, let me cater to you. Inspire me from the heart, ain't nothing tear us apart. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, say the word. I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya, I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep the size, I keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed, keep rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder, I'll roll over. Baby, I heard you, I'm here to serve you. If you need, give it, it's my joy. All I wanna do is cater to you, boy.
Let me cater to you,
cause baby, this is your day. Do anything for my man. Baby, you blow me away. I've got the slippers, your dinner, your dessert, and so much more.
Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online podcast for another entertaining Friday. Exciting. You know, when we usually come on my show, we never know which way my show is going to go. You know, we don't know if we're going to be laughing or crying, or what we gonna be doing. But one thing we know, we're going to be dealing with a lot of entertainment and a lot of education. I like to say entertainment first and education second. Tonight it might be education first and entertainment second, but either way, that's okay. I want to thank all the people that's tuning in early, the people that's out on the links. I always tell you that even though you don't call in, it still mean a lot to me, the people that's on the links. Those are the people that's counted. They don't really count the people that call on the phone, but the people that call on the phone is still important. We still having a couple of problems with certain people getting through. I'm hoping they fix that soon. More sooner than later, because I'm losing a lot of listeners behind that. Today, well, you know where this show is based in, Paterson, New Jersey. You know, most of us on the East Coast, I assume. And we had a hot one today. And I had a hot one last night. Somebody broke into my car last night. My remote control stopped working, and I went out last night and tried to lock the door. I went to get some cinnamon buns out my car, and I guess either I forgot to lock the door or either I locked it manually and the alarm didn't go off, and, you know, it was like they was having a party in my car. Like, I couldn't believe they had so much time to go in the glove compartment, steal a wallet that my daughter had bought me for Christmas, take all my change out the ashtray, go in my divider and take like about 8 old cell phones I had in there, go in my back seat and take an Adidas sweat jacket and a custom engraved bucket hat, and go in my truck, the trunk. The thing that hurt me the most was they took my damn fishing equipment out the trunk. Now, I could live with all the rest of the stuff getting taken, but my fishing equipment, somebody got to die. Nah, I'm joking. It's all material things. It can all be replaced. You know, last week I went on I wanted to mention something. We got a guest coming out in a minute. And I'm really looking forward to this interview in more ways than one. And everybody, you will find out in a little while why I say that. But I went on a podcast, I believe it was over the weekend. I hope he comes on so he could tell you a little bit more about it. I call him Brother Leon. I went on his podcast Saturday, and it was pretty good. It got kind of heated, a little bit of debate. People was debating over stuff, and it just was a good podcast. So I want to shout it out. I think it's called The Round Table, but I'm going to get the information on it before we conclude. My guest for the evening is a young, I'm going to say young lady, but she's going to tell you. Maybe she don't want to be called young. I don't know. Young lady. I'm going to say a young lady. And I saw her on Facebook a couple of times. I don't really know her personally. But I saw her on Facebook a couple of times. And sometimes when you see people, it's almost like you meeting people without really meeting people. It's some kind of, or sometimes you just feel they aura. Or it's a feeling that you get, and then you say, there's something about this person. Oh, don't mind the sirens in the background. That's all you hear out here in Paterson is sirens. It's, you meet somebody and you see them, it's like something about their aura, something about the demeanor, you know, and you could feel it without even talking to them. You could see it. And that's how I felt about my guest is coming on, that I felt that it was more to her than what I know. It was more to her than just a picture on Facebook. And, you know, I reached out to her, and, you know, I don't do that often, but sometimes I do. I reach out, and I told her about the podcast, And I was surprised. You know, she said she would come on the podcast. And she has a podcast of her own, and she's going to tell you all about that. And I want everybody to go over there and support. Well, whatever she got going on, I want you to support it, because, I mean, it's nothing better than when you reach out to somebody that's doing what you're doing, or y'all doing the same thing, podcaster family, and you ask them to come on your show, or they ask you to come on your show, and it's cross-promotion, because, you know, we got to stick together. A lot of people don't do that. Like, I just plug Leon Podcast in, and I'm going to plug it in more, and I'm going to plug Shadi's, and I'm going to plug my sister's in, I'm going to plug Dre's in. That's what we got to do more of. We can't go up against each other. We got to stick together. They say divided, together we stand, divided we fall, something like that. But the young lady that I'm going to bring in is, her name is Plump Queen. I asked her, what does she want me to call you? She's going to tell you, wait 1 second, I'm going to bring her in. 1 second, let me bring her in. Hello, Queen.
Hey, how's everyone doing? Peace, love, and light.
What's going on? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing amazing. I cannot complain. How about yourself, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing good. I didn't have a drink or anything today. I'm doing good so far. I'm doing real good. You don't really know much about my show. A lot of people scared to come on my show and afraid to press. Oh, that's what I forgot. 1 second. If you're on the phone line and you want to go live, you have to press 1. If you want to speak to the queen or you want to speak to me, you want to give a shout out, you have to press 1. A lot of people are like, they're afraid to come on my show because, you know, we get hyped sometime here, but I admire your courage. You was like, I'll come on the show. I got my own show. You know, that's what's up.
Well, I don't fear anyone but my ancestors, and so, you know, I don't see why not.
Exactly. You got tough skin, right?
Yeah, I have no choice. Got to live this life. We live in America, you know.
Yeah, my mother used to always tell me, if you give a joke, you got to be able to take a joke. Don't give a joke if you can't take a joke. She used to say I had a brother who couldn't take jokes. But I'm gonna give you the floor. You know, in a minute, I want you to, like, you know, you heard my introduction, like, and I want everybody to know, like, this is like really the first time we talking. I don't interview guests and all that because I want my interviews to be authentic. I don't want people to think it's set up or anything like that. So I never interview guests other than the introduction and how you doing. We're beyond after the song because I want everything to be at real time. That's what I think separate my podcast from fools, or in my mind, that's what I believe. But anyway, so you want me to call you Plump Queen? Is that it?
Yes, Plump Queen.
Plump Queen.
That is an acronym.
Right off the bat, why Plump Queen?
Well, Plump is an acronym for Powerful Ladies United Making Progress. I pretty much came up with that idea in 2017. I was part of a group that had to do with body empowerment. And it was, you know, a gentleman part. It was a female part. So that gave me the idea of coming up with, you know, Plump Queens, you know, powerful ladies. We all united, you know, we're making progress. So since I came up with it, I'm the Plump Queen, but, you know, every woman, she's a Plump Queen.
Oh, okay. And where are you from?
I'm from Queens, New York.
Queens, New
Born
York.
Born and raised.
But you're residing in Georgia right now, right?
Yes, I live in Macon, Georgia.
Now, how did a Queens native wind up in Macon, Georgia?
Well, that's where my grandparents are from, both my grandmother and grandfather on my mom's side, from Twiggs County, Macon, Georgia. So my mom decided to move me down here.
We did say that on the inboxes, and I told you my father was from somewhere down there, Macon or Cochran or something like that. Like we could, and I think you said it before I said it, that we could be related.
Yeah, if your people is from Twiggs County, we are more than likely cousins. More than likely.
You right about that, Queen.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what happened to my co-hosts. I think we lost them, but he'll call back in a minute. I got two co-hosts that I wanted to help me with this interview, but I don't know. They running late or they can't get through or something. They'll pop in a minute. But we got a lot of people on the phone line, so I want to start from the beginning. First, let's put it out there. You was in a tragic accident 14 years ago.
16 years ago.
16 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you want to tell people about it, or you want to tell people about it before we bounce around?
I'm not sure. Well, pretty much
all
in
right.
2007, I was in a car accident with a really good friend of mine. She fell asleep while driving. And I, her car, according to what she said, because I was sleeping. And I believe that I went into shock, during the accident. But her car flipped over 5 times. And within all of that flipping, I believe my arm came off. And I woke up in the hospital. Had no clue that my arm was missing. I was actually looking for my friend. And then the nurses had to let me know that I was now an amputee. And my first words were, just thank God that I'm alive. So that's the short version of that.
Did your friend live?
Yes, she did. She is alive and well, married with a beautiful daughter, and she lives right here in Georgia. I just spent our anniversary together.
The anniversary of the accident.
Yes, sir. It was on May 27th.
Yeah, because when you told me the other day when you texted me, you said, last week you said, I can't come on your show because I'm going to be celebrating the anniversary of my accident. And I was like, what? It's like... Like, you lost your arm. I was like, she lost her arm. She's celebrating. Why do you celebrate that as an anniversary?
That's like my second birthday, I could have died at 22 years old, but I lived. And not only did I live, that was the catalyst to me finding my purpose. Everything I got going on right now has to do with me being an amputee. So that's like my second birthday. I got a second chance at life, and I want to celebrate that.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing. A lot of people have been in car accidents, some worse than others. I mean, I've been in about 5 bad car accidents, but never to the extent where I lost a extremity or nothing like that. And I have heard about other bad accidents, and most of the times I know a girl that's paralyzed, and she said something like what you said. She said that she was sleeping when the guy was driving. You just said you were sleeping, right?
Yes, I was asleep during the accident, which is part of the reason why I believe I took it the way that I did, because I wasn't awake for the actual accident. I didn't feel anything, see anything, hear anything. So it was almost like, my ancestors, just riding with me and allowing me to this to happen in the best way possible.
So you never felt anything?
No, most of my issues that I've had to work on with myself has to do with my emotions and people. This accident thing was one of the easiest things I got through.
Because I think you said a few minutes ago that your arm came off in the car. Did you say that?
Yes.
So you were unconscious.
Yes. I was unconscious. Yeah. I'm going to assume my educated assumption is that my body. What is it called? I went into shock. So that possibly, stopped my blood from, coming out. Because at first when it first happened, I was amazed myself at the fact that I didn't bleed out. Because my arm was taken all the way off. It wasn't like it was hanging on there or cutting or anything like that. It was completely off. And we had to, wait for the paramedics and all of that good stuff. So all of that time was lapsed. So I believe I'm not a doctor.
But were you ejaculated from the car, ejected from the car?
No. I was still in my seat. I had my seatbelt on. Buckle up is the law. Because of that, it kept me in the seat.
How could you lose your arm? How could you lose your arm if you're inside the car in a seatbelt?
The window was open. I remember this, this was in May. I even remember what I was wearing. I had on a two-top shirt. So, again, another educated assumption is during the flipping of the car, my arm must have went out the window and severed that way.
Wow. That's thank God you're still alive.
I say, absolutely. And that's why I celebrated, because I could have died at 22 years old. I was a baby.
How old are you now, if you don't mind me asking?
I just turned 38 on April.
Oh, okay. 38 years old. The picture on the flyer, right?
Yep.
Why that picture with your arm on the up like that? Why I'm saying that is because I heard some people say why she don't wear stuff people said to me, why she don't have a they call it a
prosthetic arm,
or it's like it's in your face, like it's in your, you know what I mean, like. Is that the vibe you wanted to put out there when you took that picture?
Absolutely. I actually do have a prosthetic arm. I just don't wear it. I'm a logical person. Yeah, I'm a logical person, and I'm a very functional. I don't know if that's the right word to use, but I'm very functional with things. So for me to have an arm, that means that this arm is going to assist me like my original arm. I don't need something for cosmetics. I'm fine just the way I am. I've never had the desire to, look like everybody else anymore. And honestly, I was going to keep it, but they took too long to make it. So I pretty much learned how to do everything with one arm. I learned how to take care of myself, brush my teeth, put on my clothes, tie my shoes, cook my own food, take care of my home. I learned how to do all those things without this prosthesis. So what do I need the prosthesis for?
Don't tell me you right-handed.
I was right-handed. I'm left-handed now.
Wow. No, because I was, I was thinking, like, I'm right-handed. I was like, wow, imagine if I lost my right hand and I'm right-handed.
You would be left-handed. Our body's amazing. Mm-hmm. Your body adapts. When you lose things,
that's amazing. Nephew O, you here? Or Pastor Ruben?
Yeah, what's
here?
Going on? I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't know what happened to Ruben. I think I lost him.
Oh, I'm going to have to hit him again.
We'll catch up with him. We'll catch up with Plump Queen. This is my co-host, Nephew O.
Nice to meet you, Nephew.
Have you been listening to the show, O?
Yes, I definitely have, man. And definitely a hell of a story. We definitely got similar stories. His mind's just a little bit different.
But look, Plump Queen.
Yes, sir.
That's my co-host, Nephew O, right? And O, tell her what happened to you.
Yeah, I had a tragic truck accident. So my brakes failed, and I crashed into a wall and lost my sight. Had 19 hours of surgery, resuscitated 5 times, brain surgery, hospitalized for about 3 or 4 months. And, I understand exactly, what you're going through and having that second anniversary date, because I just had mine in April 5th, maybe 2 years for me since I've had mine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so definitely no.
Wow.
My co-host, he lost his sight in a truck. He was driving a truck in a trucking accident. Like, how many years ago was that, O?
It just turned 2 years. It just flipped to 2 years.
2 years.
Wow.
Okay, 2 years ago.
So that's why I just know that I'm blessed like you. So you still don't have your sight?
No, I'm blind. Blacked out.
That's what I mean. You're amazing.
I got my legs.
Yeah, you got your life. Yeah, but that's amazing, Like, I don't know what life would be like if I couldn't see.
Yeah. It's tough,
though. So, you dope. You super dope, O.
Thank you. I appreciate it, brother. So are you. I'm glad you're on the show tonight, and definitely your story is definitely inspiring because we need more people like us to this show and understand that life is so much more than, what people see every day.
That's what my platform is all about.
That's something because you lost your arm in an accident, and then you said you wouldn't know what it. You don't know what how you would be without your sight. You know what I mean? But you lost your arm in an accident. That's both of you to me are. More than courageous. More than blessed.
We're walking miracles,
and,
man.
Walking, yeah. That's you can't say it no better than that. Walking miracles. I gotta call. This that phone ringing. I gotta just call somebody and they couldn't get through. That's what it is though. Walking miracles. That's a good title for a book or whatever you want to call it. Walking miracles.
It is. You might want to trademark that real quick. Yeah, you might want to trademark that real quick.
Uncle Jay, I'm still here. I got a lot of noise in my background. I'm going to mute for a little bit until I
get out of the sector, and
I'll be back in. Okay.
All right. I just wanted to introduce you to Plump Queen. All right. Okay. I knew I said I have to introduce Plump Queen to my co-host. Because O lost his sight tragically like a couple of years ago, and I always tell him even if I don't tell him, it's like that's courageous because we got so many people out here in the world today that complain about pimples and headaches,
mm-hmm.
acne,
mm-hmm.
And I always say, try waking up in somebody else's shoes sometime and see how that is. We have to stop taking so many things for granted in this world. But anyway, okay. Take us back a little bit, Plump Queen. Take us back a little bit. How was your life before the accident? How was you... working, dating, a party girl, strip clubs, or churches, or what? How was your life before the accident?
Well, strip clubs, you funny. Before I lost my arm, I had moved back to New York. I was in the phase of, you know, can't be two queens in one household. So, you know, me and my mom at the time wasn't really seeing eye to eye. So I had moved back to New York and stayed with my best friend. And I got a job. No, actually, let me take that back. I was dating somebody at the time. And we moved together to PA. We couldn't find jobs and to be able to take care of ourselves. So I moved in with my aunt, who lived in New York. And he went somewhere else. So that's why I got the job. I started a job called Jambas. It was a advertising and marketing company out of Long Island. So I worked 72 hours a week. I only got to do it for 2 months. But we would pretty much, you know, go around and solicit Amber Alert cards. You know, they had these cards for your children that it has all of their information, you know, their height, their weight, what they look like, where their allergies are and things of that nature. And it's supposed to be a more sufficient way if your child gets lost or gets stolen, you can just give this card to the police and it'll be easier, you know what I'm saying, to be able to locate them. So we was pretty much going place to place peddling these things. And we worked 72 hours a week. And I had to commute all the way to Long Island. I was living in Queens. So I was just really trying to find myself and, you know, start my own life as an adult because I lived with my mom my whole life. So I was really trying to find myself. And the craziest thing is once I lost my arm and had this accident, I found myself. You know, I'm a very talented person. I have an entrepreneurial background. I grew up, you know, running family businesses. So I wasn't supposed to spend my time and my energy making other companies millions of dollars and getting, you know, the low end of the stick. So it almost stopped me. My accident stopped me from being able to do that and just solely focus on myself.
I noticed you keep saying that it took the accident for you to find yourself and find your purpose. What do you mean by that?
Well, I believe it's my purpose to use my life experiences to help others get through adversity and thrive. So I had to go through an adversity in order to be, you know, a motivation, to be that inspiring. Like, you know, we're all amazing, but people, you know, look at me or they watch me or, you know, I catch their eye because I have one arm. So that makes you, you know, that draws you in. I mean, even my man pretty much, you know, wanted to talk to me based off of the fact that I lost my arm and I had a great attitude about it.
That was another question I was gonna ask you. I was gonna say, after the accident, were you in a relationship before the accident?
I was, and he left me like that. I was,
wow.
And he left me
you
like
the,
that.
Mm-hmm. You, I spoke to somebody on my last show. I think it was Nephew O said he was in a relationship when he had the trucking accident and then when he lost his sight, somebody left him. So you was in a relationship before your accident, and once you was in an accident and lost your arm, he left you.
It wasn't – well, I'm not going to, you know, do him like that. We had lived together. And like I said, we couldn't find jobs. So I had moved in with my aunt and he had moved somewhere else. So the idea was to kind of get our stuff together on an individual level and then, you know, meet up in the middle. But then once I lost my arm, you know, he was at where he was at and he was comfortable there. So he kind of thought about himself and was, you know, he was selfish and thought about him and kind of just stayed where he was at. But, again, everything, I personally feel that everything happens for a reason. You know, he wasn't my person. he was not the person I was supposed to be with, you know. The fact that he wasn't able to hold me down in a situation was proof that he wasn't my person. He's not a bad person, just not my person.
Right.
Yeah, just to chime in on that, I know that feeling, man. I've been there too. So, you know, as soon as after I had my accident, I got all that happened to me as well with the walking away and not, you know, being able to handle what has happened to me. But again, you know, as, you know, people don't realize how true your circle is until somebody gets sick or something happens. That's just how life works.
Yep. And I actually appreciate that. I need authentic people around me. I can only tolerate authentic people around me. So I'm grateful for all of the situations, you know what I'm saying, that eliminated people that were not for me.
I had my oldest brother, his kidneys stopped working when he was in his 20s, and he had a girlfriend, and his kidneys stopped working. I don't know how old, 23, 24, whatever. He went in for surgery to get circumcised, and I think they gave him the wrong medicine and knocked his kidneys off. And his girlfriend stayed with him from the 20s until he died in his 40s. And he looked at a total, you know, kidney trouble. Do you change your complexion and make you look different? And he went through all a million changes. By the end, he didn't look anything like the 22-year-old tall, brown-skinned, handsome young guy that he was. But she stayed with him to the end.
She a real one. That's what's up. He was black.
Yeah, she was a real one. She definitely was. So Plump Queen. So right after your accident, and then you was in a relationship, and tell us some of the hardships of the first months or weeks or years after the accident, before you got, because you're in a relationship now, right?
I am.
Okay, before the relationship, tell us a little bit about that, I call it the comeback trail after the accident.
My accident was the easiest thing that I went through. So I really, not to say that it didn't hurt my feelings, you know, that he left me, but I was so focused on, you know, redefining my life. I didn't have enough energy or emotions to actually give to him or to give to that situation, because I had to figure out how to live this life with one arm. So that eliminated a lot of the heartbreak, you know, and all the extraness, you know, in that life. So I really just focused on getting myself together and learning how to do everything. Like, my accident was in May. I was at my brother's wedding in July. So I just spent every day figuring stuff out, pretty much. Like,
Are you a Virgo?
I am not. I am an Aries. My birthday is April 9th. I am an Aries.
Oh, okay. Aries.
Mm-hmm.
That must be all about strength.
I am a fire sign. I am a fire sign. I am all about movement and action. Like, I dibble and dabble in tarot with my spirituality. So those are the action seek. I'm all about that. Not yet. I just bought a cat, I have a fur baby.
Is your boyfriend with you right now?
No, not at the moment.
Oh, okay. I like the people, significant other, but since he ain't dead, and I won't mess with it. But
will never happen. Like, I'm the person in the front. Like, he played the background. You couldn't convince him to do that if you tried.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all wrong. To be honest, the person that plays in the back, and anybody that play in the back is an important person, because you know they don't need the forefront. They don't need the spotlight. They could sit in the back and be just as strong and just as important and caring and loving and all do all that from the back.
Absolutely.
So I'm big on that. Let me take this moment out to say, if there's anybody on the phone lines and you want to press 1, you want to speak to Plump Queen, or you want to just say something, a word of encouragement, or you have a question or anything, you have to press 1. And the people on the link, well, I appreciate that. You know, you can't press 1, but anybody on the line, if you have any questions or anything, just press 1. So Plump Queen, take us to one second. You don't mind if we go to the phone lines, do you?
Oh, no, this your show, honey. Do your thing.
Okay. Why your voice sound just like you look to me? Your voice was I was right on with that.
Okay.
Oh,
I got a voice like my mama.
Okay, just like my mama. 7468, mm-hmm. You live.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on?
Can you hear me? Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, we can hear
you. First thing I want to say is, Queen, how you doing? Your story, as far as I heard so far, it's really empowering. And, I just want to say, I'm Basil also. And, it's really important to have the courage that you have and that you're showing. That's very important, because we only get one chance at this thing they call life. You know what I'm saying? And it's very important to live it to the fullest. So I just want to commend you on your journey. And your journey is far from over.
Well, thank you. Well, I say reflection. Everything you see and hear in me, you have in yourself. So you're just as dope.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
That's one of my best friends. That's Andre. He was born with muscular dystrophy. You don't know, but I'm an author. I wrote his life story. It's called the Andre Williams story. If you ever get a chance, Google it. You know. Yeah, I'm a writer.
I sure will.
But look,
okay.
Tell us some of the things you got going on. And how people could get in. We're not going anywhere yet, but just tell a couple of things. Tell us where you at in your life right now.
All right. Well, I've been on a bit of a hiatus on my podcasting, but I definitely have several podcasts. I have a podcast about childhood traumas. I had some co-hosts of with myself and a couple of other sisters, then, you know what I'm saying, that deal with childhood traumas and, you know, have spiritual background. So we were just sharing our stories and, you know, just giving our pointers on, you know, how we get through or have gotten through, you know, our traumas. I also have my Amspire interviews, where I interview, you know, amazing people, whether it be business or you're inspiring. And I also have all of my old content from when I was just started going live on Facebook. So I have about maybe a good 200-300 videos right now. So you can go on YouTube to find that on Amspiration TTV. That's my YouTube channel. I also own a Roku TV channel. So anybody who has a Roku stick or a Roku television, you can go to Amspire Media Network and you can download my channel for free, and you can see all of my podcasts and content there as well. Also, I have a apparel line. So to go along with my channel, I have a clothing line. I have a Shopify store. So I have leggings and bags and, you know, mugs and T-shirts and all of that good stuff that has our logo on it. That's Be Inspired Apparel. So you can definitely go there and, you know, get you some. Get you, you know what I'm saying? You know, support the brand and, you know, show off, you know, how inspiring that you are. And at the moment, I am an AmeriCorps service member. I am working with an organization that helps with public health. So I work at, actually work at an HIV clinic, and I've been learning a lot, and I have been really enjoying myself serving, you know, my community. So that's pretty much what I got going on. I just learned how to drive. I just got bought my first car. So I'm driving now. And yeah, just living life and growing. And I'm on a hiatus so I can grow and learn and express, you know, all of my newfound growth on my podcast that I want to come out with called the Accountability Podcast. I'm just as loving and, you know, supportive I am. I'm also very big on accountability. I feel like it's a big issue in our community. We don't hold ourselves accountable for a lot of things. We do a lot of blaming, and that's very detrimental to our growth, in my opinion. So I have some things that I want to address. So that'll be coming out soon. I do.
You got a lot going on.
Not enough fingers.
We're gonna definitely support you. When I reached out to you, what made you want to do the podcast?
I mean, you reached out to me. You said you had one. I'm all about, like you were saying earlier, about unity and sticking together. I'm definitely all about that. You know, we're everything that has ever been successful, they had backing. You know, these big Fortune 5 companies, these artists or celebrities or whatever, they had people backing them. They, you know, they had their community, you know, supporting them. So that's what we need to do. So, like you said, we're doing the same thing. So there really shouldn't be any too much competition. There's enough for everybody. We all have our own thoughts.
Definitely.
Everyone's thoughts are important. You know what I'm saying? You may resonate with a certain type of audience than I do. We may have the same message, but we deliver it different. Because there's a lot of things that I say that are very true, but my delivery doesn't hit with certain folks. But then if you get somebody else, they'll say the same exact thing I said, and for some reason it just clicks. So I'm all about being effective. My purpose is to be effective. I'm not here to be famous or anything like that. Will I be famous? Probably, but that's not, you know, what my agenda is. My agenda is to reach the people. It needs to be effective. So if my voice is not effective, I need to find a voice that is.
Well said. You sound like my friend Dre with the TV channel and the apparel. That's the same thing Dre got going on. Everything that you say going on, he got the same thing going on as you. I'm trying to think. You know, my podcast is a relationship podcast. We get into some heated debates out here. So I got to hit you with a couple of relationship questions before I let you go.
Okay, no problem.
See if I can get this party started.
Okay.
Let me see.
I have a very eclectic perspective on relationships.
You have a what?
I have a very eclectic perspective on relationships.
Okay. Well, my first question to you is that I ask all my guests, is love real?
Absolutely.
And why is that?
It is the purest form of energy. It's a feeling.
And
you know. Huh?
I said and.
You said and. honestly, you, a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, mistaken things for love, but like they say, like, you know, love.
Somebody checked me and said, say it again, sister. Whatever you just said, they said, say it again, sister.
Yeah, like love is just beautiful. Like it's warm, it's kind, it's, you know what I'm saying? It's like the best shit ever when it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, and if it don't feel that way,
no,
then it ain't love.
I don't.
Then it ain't love.
You know, I didn't tell you nothing about me. I call myself Mr. Fuck Love. Like, I don't believe in
Mr.
love.
Mr. Fuck Love.
Mr. Fuck Love, yeah.
That's interesting. That's interesting that you say fuck love, but you have a podcast about relationships. That's interesting.
You're the first person.
So let me ask you a question. Yeah, let me ask you a question. Let me put you on the hot seat. Why are you Mr. Fuck Love? Why do you feel that way?
Everybody who ever told me they love me hurt me. So I'm not in the business of getting hurt every 2 years, every 5 years, every 3 years, every 7 years. I'm not. It don't take me too many times for something to happen to me for me to learn that it might not just be for me.
Oh,
and
everybody, huh?
I don't live my life like thinking that the all is what they call that. The all is the
like, end all and be all.
Yeah. Then my life got to revolve around, like, searching for love and looking for love and stuff like that. I know, like, it's a flip side to love. Like, it's the part of love that'll make you want to commit suicide, the part that'll stop you from eating, stop you from sleeping, make you jump off a bridge. And sometimes love, people give you love, it's so much that it's like choking. It's like choking you. So I just rather not deal with it, love, right now. I mean, and how many times are you in love right now? Are you in love?
Unconditionally.
Shit. Unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
Unconditional love. But he not there right now, right? He's not there?
No, he's at work. No, he's at work.
Okay. Because, you know, I like to get two sides to every story, unconditional love.
And I promise you that will never happen. I'm sorry, I keep trying to tell you. I know what you're trying to do, but that wouldn't have happened.
No, for real. That's cool, though.
We've been together.
I'm feeling that. You the first person, for real, this is the first of 2 years, 2.5 years, you the first person to come on the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast and say that you have unconditional love for someone. And trust me, that calls for leave me alone, Dre, that's my program director. He texted me, told me, go to the next question. He's so scared of them love questions. Why you so afraid of them love questions, Dre? Why you so afraid of that? Unmute your phone, Dre. I can dig in his ass. Unmute your phone. Hello?
What's up?
Well, why are you telling me to go to the next question? Why?
I'm saying.
Why?
They did do a nice job, man.
I'm not saying nothing wrong. I'm not doing. Am I bothering
no.
the Trump Queen?
Oh no, not at all. No, not at all. I know most people don't. Don't think that exists, but it does. But it's just not what you think. Unconditional love starts with self.
No, because he's a. I almost call him the N word. He's a brother who's with that unconditional love stuff. So that's why he want me to move on to the next question. But we can't do that yet.
Okay. Y'all funny.
Mr. Fuck Love can't do that yet. We can't go there yet. We got to stay right here on this unconditional love stuff. Because I'm trying to learn.
Well, it starts with self. You are everybody that you've ever been with, and I'm telling you how you get to unconditional love. Love starts with self. Every person that you've been with, and I know this is going to be, like I told you, I have an eclectic perspective, so here's my disclaimer. Everybody that you've ever dated is a reflection of you. If they weren't, y'all wouldn't have met. There was something in them that resonated within you at that time, and that's why y'all got together. So most of the times when you get into relationship after relationship of people hurting you, that's a good sense of how you feel about yourself, because why would you go and continue to attract people who keep hurting you? What is that attraction? What is it that they have that gets your attention?
Oh, you trying to read me on my show, huh?
I told you. Not at all. I'm just saying. It goes for everybody. It's not you. It goes for everybody.
No. You trying
it
to
goes
be
for
therapist.
I've been in three relationships.
Trump queen.
That's my life. That's who I am. They called me Mother Love at 12. That's just who I am.
I never thought about that.
And again, it's not to say anything bad about you. It's not that you're bad.
Now you got people texting me and talking about, oh my God, like you telling the truth about me. Like, now you got people.
Well, I'm not trying to read you, but I do want to bring up something that you can relate to. So that's how you can understand.
Oh, hell no. Somebody said she on point. What y'all trying to say? No, I'm on point. I'm the only one on point on my show.
I'm just saying. And I had to learn. Like I've been in three relationships, including the one that I'm in. And now that I'm in the unconditional one that I'm in, I see who I was and why I was attracted to them. And it was honestly based off of my insecurities. Because it was for a very long, I grew up in New York, and I'm a big girl. I've been a big girl my whole life, and that wasn't very attractive when I was younger. So
I love big girls.
Well, here's the thing: we all grown now. See, a lot of the dudes that didn't like me then, they damn sure like me now, and that's because y'all are men. Y'all been around the block a little bit. You know the essence of what a woman is. Not a little girl. But at the same time, I'm not even mad at that. But because I wasn't that girl, or men, boys didn't really like me like that, I have a lot of brothers now. They didn't lust after me, but they respected me. So I have a lot of those relationships still. And that's also helped me, when I did get my feelings hurt older, when I did have heartbreak, I didn't go in angry black woman and hating all men. I judge everybody individually. I don't say all men ain't shit. That particular man ain't shit, or that particular woman ain't shit. That's how I see it, and that's because I know good men. I know bad, and I know men who are, I should say, lost.
He's still telling me to move on, but we not going to move on. He keep telling me to move. We're going to stay right here with that unconditional love thing. We're going to stay right here for a minute. I can't move off of that because I never had a woman come on my show and admit that she was an unconditional love. I can't fathom that. Like, I can't understand that.
Okay.
That's the kind of woman I need in my life. That's gonna say
you
she's
gotta,
an unconditional love. Like he
you
got
would
to,
have to you
got
have
you.
To be that person. It's there.
He
is she out
you.
There? You just gotta. He got me what?
Nah, she's not out. Not for me. Not for me.
Yeah, you know why it's not for you? Because you keep saying it's not for you. That's another thing. Words are like magic spells. What you speak is what you manifest. So if you keep saying that you ain't going to ever find love, guess what? You won't. You keep saying fuck love.
I don't believe it's real.
Guess what love is
going to
do?
I can't even find it. I got to believe
you.
It's real first.
So you need to work on loving yourself. Because when you have that type of emotion for yourself, then you know it's real. So if you can feel it for yourself, you can feel it for another individual. And when you love on yourself, that's what attracts people. Ain't that why you saw me on social media?
I'm a straightforward person. To keep it real with you, I'm a straightforward person. I wake up every day and I live. You know what I mean? I'm a straight up person. I wake up every day and I wake up and I live and I got goals and I got dreams. You know, I'm the kind of person that I believe everything that I want is like a fingertip away. Somebody told me the other day that me saying that I'm Mr. Fuck Love is a defense mechanism, that I really want love and I probably really need it or something like that.
Facts.
But
that person was right. And that's okay. I understand, especially you being a man. Y'all have this thing where once you get your heart broke once, it's like a wrap. Y'all don't like it, and that's because y'all are not tapped into y'all emotions. Whereas women, we get our hearts broken over and over and over and over and over and over again. And that's because our emotional, I guess, capacity. See, y'all are not taught to really tap into your emotions. That's for women. And y'all suppress a lot of the things that y'all feel.
I thought you were single. See, you stumped me when you said you was in a relationship.
Most people do. And that's because because I don't post.
Yeah.
That's because I don't
Uncle
post.
Jay.
What's going on, O?
Man, why are you letting, man, I thought you was a relationship guru, man. What's going on, man? I gotta step in. He throwing me the alley hoop, man. I gotta step in to help Unc out real quick.
Oh, she about to convert me to love. I you hear it in my voice?
Yeah.
I'm about to get loving.
Your pinky toe tingling.
I'm about to say I need affection and I need love. I need cuddling and I'm about to say
y'all
I need to cuddle. I need affection.
Yep,
everyone needs love and affection. Everybody need that. Even the most, I promise you, everybody need that.
It depends on
everybody.
You
which goes back to self, what you're attracting.
Everything.
Everybody you come across is a reflection of you. So the higher you vibrate, the higher the quality.
Oh, she got unconditional. She's an unconditionally love. Like when I hear that word unconditional love, like that's the epitome. That's the epitome of love. That's the highest elevation. That's the highest stage of, like, it's nothing higher than unconditional love.
Well, see, most people don't get into relationships to love the other person. They get with in relationships so the other person can love them. Love is a service. It's what you give.
How old are you? How old are you?
How old are you
again? 38.
38.
Mm-hmm. You pretty you know, mature. All jokes aside, you pretty mature.
Don't live here no more.
No, love don't live
I'm sorry,
here.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry you feel that way. And as long as you're breathing,
well,
hopefully you'll have this
love.
Experience.
He's in love. He's in love.
Yesterday
what?
He said yesterday. Y'all are funny.
You gotta change
the energy so that I can change the type of females that you be around.
Miss North Carolina. Yes. If Miss North Carolina was on the line, he'd be talking different. Where's she at tonight?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Oh, that's why you ain't in love then. Miss North Carolina, missing
well,
in action.
Let me tell y'all this. I've been in this relationship for 13 years. We have to grow into this. And what I mean,
you've been in a relationship 13 years?
Hold on,
yes,
I got a question, though.
Since 2009. I'm not.
Are you going to get married? I'm not saying
probably
that.
Not. Not in this country.
Not
in this country.
Amen. Don't think I'm saying you have to, because marriage don't mean nothing. It's the bomb.
It doesn't.
Like, I'm just asking.
It is. That's a fact. I watched somebody go through a divorce, so I'm good on that. That's why I'm unconditional.
If me and my ex-wife would have stayed friends, we would have been together right now, probably, maybe. But, you know, that marriage thing messed stuff up.
Hold on, my bad.
You got a lot of people pressing one. You got time, plus Club Queen?
I do got time. I got a good another 20, 30 minutes. I got you.
Okay. All right, my bad. I didn't see all these people pressing one. I be behind the scenes drinking and all kind of stuff back in. People be anyway.
Oh,
let me bring somebody
right?
in.
Interesting.
8555. You live. 8555. I think that's Shadi number. Shadi, you press one. Let me go. Let me see something. Let me see.
Yeah. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello? Oh.
Hello?
Yeah. I just got, like, I don't know, it's a question, like, when you say unconditional, sister, it's, you know, I just want a little clarification of when you say unconditional, you know?
Yeah.
Well, just what the word says, unconditional. Like, we've been together 13 years. If something was to happen right now and for some reason he decided that he needed a break or needed to dip off and do something, he can go on and do that. He's
okay.
Not my possession. That's the issue what I feel in this country. We're not possessions. We are together because we choose to be together. There's no ring, no paper, no kids, you know what I'm saying, no money, no nothing tying us together but us. We choose, and we've gone through our ups and downs. We done took in breaks and all that, but for whatever reason, we keep coming back.
Okay. That's what I really wanted to know, you know, because I think, as you were saying, problem with people and love is something you give willingly. And soon as you start feeling like it's an obligation, then it becomes something else. And I think too many people are, you know, like you said, looking at people as possessions, like you mine, you know, and that takes away the servitude, as you say. That takes away the willingness. That takes away the joy from love, you know. And
you experience people, not possess them. You experience people.
Right. I think that's the key to loving and longevity love. When you know, I've noticed and I've heard people, and the biggest thing that people say is, you know, the number one thing, don't cheat on me. That's the number one thing. You know what I mean? The number one thing, like, okay, you know, don't cheat on me, this, that, and the other, you know, I need you to do that. But when it starts to become overbearing, and I think that's when you're loving with conditions. I love you, but you got to do this. I love you, but I need you to do that. And it takes away the joy. What do you think?
I agree. Absolutely. Love is not supposed to be a chore. And that's why I said at the beginning, you need to love yourself. Because if you love yourself, you're not going to need somebody to love you. It's going to be something that you both, you know what I'm saying, just enjoy. Like when you have you ever been in love?
Yes.
Now, when you was in love with that woman, how did you feel? Didn't you want to do things for her? Didn't you want to make her happy? You know, and things of that nature. Did you feel that way?
Absolutely. It's right. It's something like, when I want to do it, you know, look, I want you to be happy. I want to make you happy. That's something that within me, you know, and the problem comes when, you know, okay, I'm doing the best I can and you're not happy. Then that's where the problems start coming at.
So if all of your efforts is not enough for somebody, then that's not your somebody. And that's another issue. We try to force people to be what we want them to be instead of accepting them for who they are. Not everybody is capable of certain things. That's why you need to get with somebody that resonates with you.
Absolutely.
It's just like, it's we got to do a lot of healing in that, especially in our community. A lot of us never saw love. Like, I didn't even see proper love growing up. I've actually have been exposed to different types of relationships. When I was younger, you know, my mom was your regular, you know, Christian woman, and we believed in monogamy, but then she got into a relationship that dealt with polygamy. So I watched her maneuver through that type of relationship. That's another reason why I have a different perspective, because I was exposed to something different at a young age.
Okay.
So I've seen monogamous relationships work. I've seen monogamous relationships fail. I've seen polygamous relationships work. I've seen polygamous relationships fail. So it's not really about the dynamic. It's about the people.
Right. Okay.
Most people do things selfishly.
That's the key thing that you said, that when that selfish and that's when you want to possess somebody. That's like a selfish thing. You're looking at a person as your possession, not as somebody who is, you know, willingly giving themselves to you and who is their own individual. You know, prior to being with you.
Don't get me wrong. Of course, I believe he's mine. He believes I'm his. It's not that we don't have that concept, but that's not forced. Because, like, at the end of the day, if either one of us, that's just, it's just what it is. Are we going to feel some type of way about it? Of course. But we want each other to be happy with or without us. So if being together is not working, then we want to just, okay, then let's just be friends. We will deal with each other, honestly, whichever way the other chooses, because that's how strongly we feel about each other. That's how much we need or want each other in our lives. So we are willing to adjust.
Right. Okay, so would you say that you guys have learned to love each other and you're still learning to love each other? Would you say that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We both have abandonment issues that we've helped each other with. So yeah, we've actually mirrored, like I said, people, we are reflections. So we've mirrored, you know, our abandonment issues. We was able to see what that looks like in each other. And that's helped us or allowed us to be able to make those changes.
Yeah, that's why you said it's a perfect emotion. You know, I look at love as the highest form of understanding. Like, as you say, it got to come from within you. So I look at it as the highest form of understanding, because you're looking within yourself and you're looking at what this person brings to you and what you bring to this person, you know?
Yep.
And what you bring to the person should be something that uplifts and motivates each other, you know?
Yep. Everybody should be an asset to one another. It's supposed to be a good, even a give and take, an ebb and flow. Because, you know, relationships are never 50-50. We're human. So everybody has an off day. So sometimes it got to be 80-20, sometimes it's 70-30, 60-40, or whatever.
Y'all
love somebody.
Enough of that love stuff on here. Enough of that.
Wait,
fuck
thought
love.
This was the relationship podcast. Why?
Yeah, fuck love. Fuck all that real love.
Well, that's just let you know, man.
Hold on, let me bring in one more caller.
Go ahead. All right.
8529, you live.
That's me, Miles. 8259.
Miles, what's good?
You, man, you better get your eyes checked. 8529, 8259, man.
I mean, what you say?
You said 8529 is 8259, man. I tell you about drinking that bleach stuff, man.
Man, I can't see all them numbers up there. I can't see all them numbers.
I just want to say, I agree with the lady, conditional love. And plus, what's wrong with real love?
Oh, man,
anyway?
Come on, man. Come on, I'm talking about that unconditional bullshit. Come on, you know this is a fuck love show. I didn't tell her that. I talked it nice. I didn't tell her that I'm Mr. Fuck Love. Now you want to come on here?
Well, Jay,
everybody wants to talk about that
Jay,
unconditional
Jay,
love.
You know me.
Now you want unconditional love. Now you into that unconditional love too now, right?
First, Jay, listen. First of all, Jay, you know me. In my relationship, I try to make them last as long as possible. You know that.
Oh, man, come on.
I'm not like one year and break up. I try to make it go as long as possible. I tell you, I'm 65. I had three good relationships, long relationships out of my lifetime. I try to make them last, man. I don't want to, like, try to go 2 years and then quit and try to find. No. I try to make it last.
Are you or are you not looking for unconditional love?
Well, it all depends on if I'm looking for a marriage, I'm not looking for unconditional love. But if it's just us two, like she said, I don't control you. I ain't going to try to control you, because if she's going to do what she's going to do, she's going to do it anyway. You just hope for
what
the best.
What did you just say? You said if you're looking for love, you're not looking for unconditional love. I think you're drinking tonight.
This is what I said. I'm going to tell you what I said. I said, now, if we marry, it's a different thing. But if we just date, and
that ain't what you said.
He said if I'm
looking for marriage, it ain't unconditional love. That's what you said.
Yeah, well, if I'm looking for a wife, I don't expect her to do all that stuff like that. But if we just dating, I don't own her. I don't own her either when we get married either. But I hope that, you know, it just be me and her. But if we just dating, I just got to hope for the best and go with it.
So you
afraid?
Her to
think that,
you afraid?
I don't
so
know. I don't want her to think that.
Love.
No,
so
I don't want her to think
unconditional
that.
Love.
No, I don't want her to think that because we're dating, she have to do this. No, I want her to feel that, okay, this is my man. I'm gonna do right by him, and he do right by me.
So tell me
something,
Miles.
Tell
me something, Miles. Tell me something. Why do that only apply if you're dating? Why shouldn't it be the same way even if you're married?
That's a good question.
It's unconditional.
Yeah, that's a
well,
good
because
question.
I think if you get married, I think if two people get married, you committing yourself to one another unconditionally as a husband and a wife. You ain't going to go out. You ain't going to cross that line. But if you just dating, sorry. You ain't making me
and
no promises.
Now let me interject there. And this is where unconditional love comes in. I've been with him 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've never cheated. Neither has he.
Right.
I can go anywhere in the world, and he does not have to worry about me, and I do not have a ring. That ring does not make people do anything.
Hold up. Plum Queen.
Yes, sir.
I cannot believe you just said that. You know what?
Why?
I've been saying that for like 25 years, what you just said. No lie, no cap. I've been saying that since I was in my 20s. Every time I meet a female, I said, I don't care if you in Mexico and I'm in Africa. As long as I know you being true, that's all that matters to me. And you just said that.
Well, yeah, we adults. Like, why should he consider marrying me if he can't trust me? If he can't trust me around, why marry me? Marriage is a lifestyle.
That's the same.
You don't just
say it. You said no matter where you at, like, you ain't cheating. That's real. No, I respect that. That's real. Because a lot of men can't say that. A lot of men, if their wife go on vacation, a girl's vacation, or a girl, they going here, they going there, they can't feel like that. But see, you saying no matter where you at, you know your man know you ain't cheating. You know he ain't cheating.
Yeah,
that's
my
real.
Energy. Well, here's another thing. I'm going to tell you something else different about me. See, I'm a strong believer of energy. When you sleep with somebody, you are depositing energy into each other. That shit is real. So whatever traumas you have, whatever shit you got going on, you will more than likely be depositing that in my womb. I'm not with that. So back to self-love. I care about myself. It ain't even got nothing to do with him. I understand the value of my body. I know that it's precious, and not everybody is supposed to have access to that. So I do that based off of me. Then when you get to him, I am a representation of him. When I'm out in the world, I represent him. Whether y'all know him or not.
You Yo, pardon me. Your that accident you had, I agree with you. When you said the accident gave you a purpose in this life. I never really heard nobody come on my show and talk like you talk. A female even told me that she said she would love to meet you. You really captivated not just me, but some of my listeners in the show. And I'm not anybody to question anything, but I could tell you from my mouth to you that you one of the realest women that I have met in a long time. And
no, I appreciate
coming
that.
Coming from me, that's a very, 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 very big compliment. I really haven't met a woman that talk like you talk in a long, long time. And I'm going to encourage people who haven't seen this, listen to this show tomorrow, because they can still listen to it, to call in and listen to it, because like I told people in the beginning, we don't know each other. We never really talked. Everything that's going on is live and at real time. That's the beauty of podcasts. That's the difference between podcasts and radio. Radio is edited and censored. Podcast is real, and it's on time. And everything tonight is real and on time. I'm just as shocked and amazed by the conversation and the dialogue that everybody else is.
Well, I appreciate y'all, you know, having me on and hearing me out and, you know, giving my perspective a chance.
Yeah, listen, it's 9:20. My show usually go to 10, but sometimes it go beyond, we get crazy. But look, before, I know you've been out here for an hour and a half. I ain't trying to keep you on here all night. But before you go, tell everybody again how they could. I know your show was in hiatus, you said. Okay, but look, even though your show is in hiatus, every time you're about to give a show, hit me on the inbox and I'll promote it like that. But just in case, tell everybody how they can get in touch with you again or listen to your show or something like that. And if anybody got any more questions for the queen, you have to press 1 before I let her go. You got to press 1 if you got any questions, any statements, you want to give a shout-out, you want a word of encouragement, anything you want to do, press 1, and I'll bring you in. But plus queen, right, plump queen.
Mm-hmm.
I said plush. I keep saying plush. Plump queen, before I let you go, tell everybody, you know, how they can get in touch with you again.
All right. If you just want to check out my platform, you can find me on Facebook as Plump Queen, PLUMP Queen. If you have Roku TV or a Roku Fire Stick, you can check out my channel called Ampspire Media Network. So that's Inspire, but take away the IN and add an AMP. If you're a YouTuber, you can go on Ampspiration TTV. That is my YouTube channel. And my Instagram is @99Queen9. And my TikTok is Amputee9Evolution. Yeah, so that's all the places that
you
can find me.
I got to hit you on Instagram. A lady told me to tell you to keep being real and true. That's what she said.
Yes,
keep
ma'am. I sure will.
And true.
I surely will. I promise.
Somebody send hand clap. The ladies is loving you tonight.
I love all y'all.
Damn,
I love my
y'all,
people. I really
damn, do. Damn y'all ladies looking for unconditional love. Damn y'all. Ain't no unconditional love out here.
I'm going to keep it real. You looking for it, too. Now, remember I said reflection. You bumped into me. So that clearly, you want some love. That's why I'm on your show. I'll tell you how to do it. See, you done attracted that into your life because that's what you want.
I want love.
Don't be afraid. Mm-hmm. You need, like LL Cool J, you know you need it. You know you need it. Man, come
somebody
on, you a man.
God.
It is nothing better. I know there is nothing better than coming home.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm
to
afraid.
A clean house.
I'm going
to
tell you the truth.
And a home-cooked meal.
I'm afraid of that. I'm afraid of unconditional love. I'm afraid
why?
Of that.
Of being
No. Unconditional? Nah.
Yeah. The only way.
That's strong.
Any other love, you ask him for trouble.
I said, do you believe in love? You said, unconditionally.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I said, oh.
Good. I had to work to that. I wasn't born thinking that way. I had to work towards it, but I did a lot of self-love
work.
Hold
on, Queen. One more caller, Queen. One more caller, please.
Okay. No problem.
4785, you live.
Good evening. Nice to meet you. I've been on the show, but kind of like took a little nap. Sorry about that. I had a hard day. But I came in on the part when you were saying that, and I never heard nobody say this the way I felt, that someone else said it out loud, when you said that when you love someone, don't you feel like doing all that you can do for them and show them that you truly care about them? And, like, all my life, every relationship I always had, that's the way I felt. I always felt like I wanted to do the most for this person, you know, not just to show them that I love them or they got to love me, but I felt like that's the way a relationship should really truly be in life, is that this person, you want to bring out the best, and also they should bring out the best in you. And I also did, like you said about, you're right. When you could tell when you with the person intimately, that when the spirit, if he has a good one, you could feel that you feel better within yourself, because sometimes people, you be with people and then you just feel like you can't just move on in life. And you're right, that person is injecting you negativity when your body is calling for something more positive. I do want to say this one thing to you that I'm gonna let you respond. I haven't dated in many years, and I think it's a little bit of hurt, but it's also a little bit that the time we're living in now, men are different and they want different things in life. So I feel like out of place, because I feel like I'm lost in time, that I want what used to be and I don't want to accept what's new now. I don't know if I'm right or wrong, and maybe I might continue to be alone for the rest of my life, but what do you feel about when a person says that they're going to wait on God to send someone to them?
Well, I'm not a Christian. I'm not a Christian, so I don't believe in the concept of there's this person in this, you know what I'm saying, that just is pulling the puppet strings and is going to send you things. Everything is like laws of attraction. You attract people to you. So I don't want to tell you that you're trying to make it seem like you're the problem, but changing your mindset about certain things and change certain energies, that will attract the type of man, you know what I'm saying, that you want. There are trillions of people on this planet, and they're all not modern. There are people out there that still, you know, have traditional, you know, mindset about how relationships are supposed to work, and then you have some new age. It's really about you. When you love and pour into yourself, that is going to attract an individual that wants to do the same, and just like you. So go out with yourself. You know what I'm saying? Love up on yourself in the same way that you would want that man. It's almost like making it happen or living in it before it's there. That's how you manifest. You have to think of, it has to start in your mind first for it to come out into life. So you need to feel that love. You need to feel, you know what I'm saying, that joy and those things. And it'll just be your luck that day that you decided to go out to a lounge or something like that, got cute or whatever, and just to take yourself out and have a drink, and you meet an individual at the bar. It can happen as simple as that. But you attract everything to you. So if you're telling yourself, I don't like the men of these days, I don't like what they're doing, so I'm just going to be alone, you are telling the universe that that's what you want, and that's exactly what the universe is going to give you.
Yeah, that's true. I also think that, I know it sounds a little weird, but I always thought I was a real loving person, that I always, you know, send it and give it. But I feel now at the point of life I'm in right now, I feel like I'm more loving. It's hard to explain, but I feel like I'm more loving now that I identify it than before. I used to feel that I wasn't, but now I really feel like I've manifested the feeling of what love means and how it feels, that sometimes it kind of like scares me a little bit, that I'm more feeling about things in the world than I used to be. But maybe I shedded a lot of negative things that has opened up a door that is making me feel a different type of way.
Right. That makes sense. That does make sense. Well, again, you're still, as long as you're alive, you can change your mind and change your life. So just continue to move into positivity. Again, think about the things that you want. Focus on what it is that you want and not what you don't want. See, if you're telling, like I said, if you're telling the universe, I don't want a new age man, I don't want that, that's what you're going to get. I will say this to everyone. You should watch the documentary, The Secret. I watched that, and they talk all about the laws of attraction. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, they have an example where, I've never even read the book. I want to get, books seem to be a whole lot more, you know, descriptive than, you know, TV shows and movies. But that's essentially what it is. They are just putting what they want in their minds, feeling it, and living it as if it's there. Until it's there. Like everything you see right in front of you was a thought. The phone that you're talking, this phone that we're talking on, you know what I'm saying? The light bulb, you know what I'm saying? The lamp that's sitting next to you. Somebody had to think, you know, I want light, but I need it to be in different places, or I want it on a stick or whatever. So that had to come into somebody's mind. And then they put these things together and brought it into reality.
But
that's,
you know,
how everything works.
But for me, you know, because I do read books like that, and everything that I've obtained in life are manifested for my thoughts, and it become reality. But for another human being, it just seems like it's harder because you're dealing with not things but a person. You kind of know what I mean? Like, I envision.
I do.
What I want, it doesn't come to me like I manifest things and places.
Well, it's all about perspective then. What if there's something special about you that, you know what I'm saying, that can't be tainted? Or there's some purpose that you need to solely focus on? Because when you get in a relationship, You don't think about just yourself. You have to think about that other person. When you have children, it's no longer about you. It's about them babies. So sometimes, you know, not being with somebody, it's how it's supposed to be.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that that's what it is. You just never know. Just know, do know this. Your ancestors are always working in your favor, or your guide, whatever it is that you pray to. When, if you're staying true to yourself and you're putting out good intentions, no one's perfect, but if everything that you do is with good intentions, your ancestors are going to work in your favor. So they sometimes block people from you.
Only reason
because
why
they know.
The only reason why I said a little earlier is that I was waiting for God to bring someone in my life. It's because through the time of my living, I always had the wrong person. So I felt like that I'm not going to give up myself because I don't attract the type of person that I want. But I understand what you're saying, too. So that's why I said that earlier to you, that I really don't want to look anymore. I just rather it hit me in the face.
That's actually how it's supposed to go, especially with women, because men are naturally the chasers. Like, my man, I found my man on Facebook, on MySpace. Actually, he found me. He was watching me for 2 months and decided that what he saw is, you know, he liked, and then pursued me. Like, I had rejection issues. When I was in high school, this boy, who me and him one of the great friends now, he's like my brother. But our freshman year of high school, he had a crush on a senior. So, of course, the senior wasn't paying him no mind, but he bought her something for Christmas. Now, I'm from New York, so we start school in September. Christmas is in December. So he bought this girl this teddy bear, and he also bought me one. Now, mind you, this is freshman year, so we just met each other a couple of months ago. And out of all of the girls in our freshman class, he got me a teddy bear. So I automatically assumed that he liked me. I thought that was a clear sign that he liked me. So I went and talked to him about it. And he flat out bluntly said, "No, Tamara, I do not like you like that. You cool and anything, but not like that." So I took it to the chin, but that hurt my feelings. And that made me not trust myself. Because clearly I can't tell when a boy likes me. So from that day until this one, I would never approach a man. You would have to give me, I would have to have all the 1,000% clues that, you know what I'm saying, that you really feel that way. So any man that comes around is a complete attraction. You don't look for love, just be love. Someone told me that. I didn't understand it when they told it to me. I get it now. Just be love. You can't help but attract love. That's why Mr. Fuck Love keeps attracting fuck love.
Well, that's my brother.
Hell no. You ain't. Hell no. You are coming for me on my own shit. No, 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 no.
Throw that in there.
You got me here. He says
fuck love, but he truly does love.
That's my sister plus Clump Love, Club Queen.
Okay, all right, got the whole family. Right. That's dope that y'all support, and that's what's up.
Yeah, but he says I think more we're more cautious people because it was like what you said about the teddy bear situation. I think that we have that had happened to us in the past, and it caused us to be very cautious as time went on. But I never say fuck love like him. But I always tell him I'm waiting for it to come in my life because I'm an older person now, so I'm more. I want more things out of a relationship than I did when I was younger. And I'm waiting for that time to come so I can enjoy that part of life. So, you know, me and my brother, we talk about it all the time, and he always say I don't want nobody. But, you know, that's what brothers say anyway. But I always say, bro, everybody, we need somebody. We getting older.
Nah, everybody loving you like you got my phone's blowing up. You came out here with this unconditional shit that we wasn't. So many people believe in damn love. It's killing me, man. It's killing me. Somebody,
that means you believe in love too. Stop fighting it. Don't fight it.
Y'all got me. Yo, this week, look, this where y'all got me at.
You cursed rat! Look what you got! Smell me! Smell me! Oh, what a world! I'm sorry for a little girl like you to destroy my beautiful wife.
Very funny.
I'm melting. Y'all
that's
know.
Not you melting. That's not you melting. That's a defense mechanism melting. That's what that is. The coldness is melting. The ice is melting away from your heart.
I didn't think a beautiful girl like you could do this to me. I'm melting. You heard that, right?
Listen. Wait till you find your unconditional love. You ain't gonna know what to do with
that
feeling.
I'm trying to tell you. Listen.
I promise you, it's gonna change your life. It is gonna change your whole life.
You got all these people texting me, loving you. Nah, y'all better get off that love shit. I'm telling y'all. Y'all going to be walking around hurting. Keep your heart in your chest. Don't give it to nobody. Y'all going to be walking around not being able to sleep, not being able to eat, suicidal, talking to yourself.
Nah,
don't do that. Don't let that unconditional love fool you. When is your podcast coming back? When is it coming back?
I have to do some revamping, so I'm to put a fork in that, and I have to get back to y'all when the accountability podcast is coming in. But y'all can definitely watch my childhood trauma podcast.
When you get your podcast up, you make sure, because you're a friend to the show. You make sure you hit me
up. Right.
And you let me know, Jay Sean, I'm launching my thing again tonight. And matter of fact, we're going to talk more. I'm going to hit you up. I'm going to hit you up. We're going to talk more. Maybe you could do your thing over here. But we'll talk more about it later. Is there anybody want to say anything to plump queen, unconditional, plump, unconditional queen, love? What?
Yeah, I appreciate everything. Thanks for coming to the show. I really enjoy listening to you. I don't got much to say about the love topic today, unfortunately, but that part.
I appreciate y'all having me. Thank you.
Why you sounding all mushy, man? She got to you? She didn't get to you, did she?
Well, she didn't get to me.
You sounding all mushy, huh?
See, I'm not trying to get to nobody. I'm just being me. I'm just, you know, just telling the truth. I'm just keeping it real with Jay Sean.
Yeah, I've been traveling all day, so.
Okay. Anybody else? Dre, you got any departing words? Anybody got any departing words? Before we let Plump Queen go, came out here spreading all this love, on my show. We don't deal with that love thing.
I just want to say it's been a pleasure, you know, having you on the show. It was inspiring and, you know, enlightening dialogue to hear you speak. If you're not doing anything, Tomorrow I'll be doing my show, Let's Talk About It All, from, you know, the same channel, from, you know, 7 to 8 p.m. Would love to have, you know, your perspective on the show.
Sure thing. My weekend is pretty free, so I can definitely do that.
Okay.
Yes,
looking
he got
forward
his
to
show
it.
Called Let's, his show is called Let's Talk About It All. It's at 7, it's the same phone number, but it's at 7 o'clock tomorrow. Then, then there's another show on Sunday at 7 o'clock called The Point of Impact. And then my sister got a show on Thursday called The Lisa Experience. And then it's another show on Monday night at 8:30 with Dre, the guy you talked to earlier, Dre.
He got
a show called Humble Vision. I'm going to give you the whole lineup, but also, other than promoting my shows, I wanna once you get your show off the ground, I wanna make sure that I send all my people over to you, and we cross promote. You know what I mean?
Sounds dope. I appreciate it.
Dre, you said something. You got any departing words for unconditional love? We don't need that no more. Now, come on, say something, man. Come on, for the brothers that don't believe in love. Come on, man, don't get out here mushy. Say something for the brothers who don't believe in love. What you get ready to say?
No, okay. Thank you for coming. I really enjoyed you. Internet is unique and very different. You don't hear, like Jay said, you don't hear women speaking at the level that you're speaking. And as I said, you know, when you go through something so tragic in life, you see things different. You know what I'm saying? So I just appreciate the level that you are. And, you know, I'll be in touch.
Thank you. I appreciate all of y'all as well. Well, that's what I'm. This is my. I'm fulfilling my purpose. So I appreciate y'all allowing me to do that.
No, we love and love don't live here no more. Though I'm trying to tell you that. It was all right that you sprinkled us a little bit.
It
was all right that you sprinkled a little bit of unconditional love here. It's okay, but. We're gonna as soon as we hang up, I'm gonna get back on that tearing love down You even got all my co-hosts and my partners sounding mushy because you came on here.
I do have the effect on people.
And Odo Ben. You even got O on his sound a little mushy. Like he was getting ready to say something good about unconditional love. I don't know what's going on.
I'm getting ready to go to Miami. What the hell are you talking about?
You what?
I'm getting ready to go to Miami. What the hell are you talking about?
No love in Miami?
I'm going to Dade County.
No love in Miami?
You ready to go to Miami?
Yeah.
You ready to go to... All right. Don't look for love down there.
Only thing I'm loving down there is the ocean.
What happened to Ruben? Oh, he didn't get on?
It was too much. Yeah, I don't know what happened. I tried to get him back in, but, you know, I don't know.
Oh, that's not
bad. I think he has to pray for somebody.
That's right. Hey, Plump Queen, look. You've been, wow. Like, you know, this is really different from my show. You don't really know my show. We usually on here screaming and yelling and cursing, and we usually on here getting crazy. But God do everything for a reason. I brought you on this show. I didn't know you was going to be on over 2 hours. I was like, oh, she's probably going to talk for like 30 minutes, and then she's going to be ready to go. I didn't really know. But it turned out that you captivated my audience. Like my texts, my inboxes is flooded. people really gravitated to you. And that's a good thing. That's a real thing, because people in the world, everybody, you can't just throw bullshit at everybody. Real recognize real on my show. So a lot of people, a lot of females out there on the links, it texts me and said good things about you. Now, I didn't get one bad text. Every all good. Somebody even said they wanted to meet you. A lady from PA. She said she wanted to meet you. She's from PA. So
PA. Oh yeah, because I stay in the Pocono. I think I should be. I'm gonna try to visit home, possibly in August. So if the ancestors, you know, make it so. I don't see why not.
Look at Dre. Dre hating now. He told me I've been saying goodbye to you for 10 minutes. Why you hating, Dre? why you hating though? Why you hating? Why is you hating on me? See, you talking. He could talk that talk all night long that you talking. Love. That love stuff, you talk that all night long with you. You talking, you playing his song when you talking about that unconditional love.
I'm speaking his language.
You speaking his language, you playing his song right now. He could talk that all night long. He might talk it all night long. We talk for about an hour after every show. But listen, everybody, we're about to let Plump Queen go. And the reason I'm taking so long to say goodbye, because I'm trying to make sure that I say it right, because I want you to really know that I really appreciate you coming on this show, like, because everybody don't do that. You know,
no,
a lot of black people, they, as soon as you ask them to come on your podcast, they think you out for something, or you trying to blow your podcast up, or you know what I mean? And a lot of people don't, but I could tell you down to earth, I could tell you a real individual, and everything about you is real. I can tell that. Once my show is 2 hours, but sometimes we go into the 10 o'clock hour, but that's when we get a little bit crazy and rated X. But I'm going to let you go. But look, on the real, I really appreciate you coming out for real, serious, Queen. And
no problem.
Anything you got going on,
I appreciate you.
Anything you got going on, you make sure you hit me, so I can let my audience know, because they definitely gonna want to tune in. They definitely gonna want to tune into your show. So hit me up and let me know, so I can let them know, and I can promote it and post it, and we just promote each other.
I'm here for it. I appreciate it. Let's do it.
And
like you said, we got
it really been a good show. Like usually, like this, a lot of people might tell you this is different from the kind of show I usually have. We usually out here like going for each other necks and throats. This was it was good that I was able to show people a different part of the show, and then with somebody intelligent who. Mean say what they mean and mean what they say. I always been a person that believe in like the law of averages and stuff like that. Like and I go by my gut feeling. I had a gut feeling about you. That's part of my how I feel about like the law of averages. Like if you're on the top of a building and you jump off, like. You will always jump down, like nobody will jump up. That's a law, you know. That's kind of how I felt about you. I can't explain it, can't write it down, I can't make people understand. But when I saw your picture on Facebook and when I talked to you on Facebook, it was something about you that was different. It was something about you that was real. And it wasn't that you lost an arm. It wasn't none of that. It wasn't just the pretty brown complexion. It wasn't none of that. It was just a feeling. that came over me that was sent by you, the aura. And
well, I'm glad I resonate.
And stuff like, and stuff like that don't lie. So look, I'm gonna let you go, and I'm gonna let you go, and then all everybody out there listening, I'm gonna go to a song, and then we're gonna come back, and we're gonna wrap it up, and we're gonna talk about Plump Queen once she hang up. We're gonna talk about her, y'all. Yeah.
Well, thank y'all for having me. Y'all all have a good evening.
We're going to talk good about you. Oh, Plump Queen, everybody, Plump Queen, she's going to let us know what she's doing, I think. Yo, enjoy your weekend, you know what I mean, and it's been a pleasure, all right?
Yes, it has. Pleasure's been mutual. Y'all have a good one. Peace.
Good night. Peace. Wow. Now that's what I call a diamond in the rough. That's what I call a needle in a haystack. That's what I call something that you least expect. I would have never thought in a million years that podcast was going to go like that. Honestly, I didn't. I thought I was going to talk to her for 30 minutes, and then I was going to be done with her, and we was going to be out here talking about sex and threesomes and swingers and cheaters, and I really thought that. See, but God had other plans. And that's what's the beauty of podcasts, everybody. The beauty of podcasts is that you never know what somebody gonna say. You never know. I'd usually be asleep by now. We usually done had a knockdown, drag out podcast when everybody talking and cutting people off, and I'm snoring. But tonight was real. Tonight was a podcast where you could say it wasn't Jay Sean's usual show, but it was good as hell. And Plump Queen stole the show. She really is an amazing person. And for somebody to say they lost their arm in an accident, and that's when they found this purpose in the world, that's unheard of. That's unbelievable. That's not real. That's God. She's not even human no more. She's an angel. She's a spirit. You lose your arm, and then you find out your purpose in the world. You find out your existence, your origin. You find out your own true essence when you lose your arm. That's some real shit right there. Because some of us still got all our physical senses and all our extremities, and we still don't know our purpose on this earth. We got both arms and two legs and one head and two eyes and a nose and a mouth and two ears. Still don't know our purpose on this earth. We still don't know our purpose in this world. We still don't know what we meant here to be. We still wake up and we lost. see, but people like Plump Queen, they symbolize never stop making castles out of sand. They symbolize wake up and live. Ask, seek, and knock on the door. People like Plump Queen, she symbolized people who think things are positive and they believe it. She symbolized today is your last day on earth. Tomorrow comes. We really just witnessed with our own ears. We really just witnessed something that was real. We really just witnessed that was not patternable. Like, really, honestly, really, this woman came on my show and said things that I dreamed of hearing. And I'm not lying. She said things that I dreamed of hearing women say. She said things that I preached for women to say, came on this show and said things that I have thought in my mind for 20 and 25 years, especially to have a woman say she could be in Mexico and her man could be in France or somewhere, and he know she not cheating, she know he not cheating, and he know she not cheating. That was it. When she said that, that was it. Because I've been saying that for years. When I meet somebody, I tell them what's important. I say, you know, it's easy to cheat on me. Or it's easy for me to cheat on you. It's easy to cheat. But try being true. Because people don't like when you're true. If a female is true and you got girlfriends and stuff like that, they don't like when you tell them you're true. You don't cheat on your man. They don't like that. But if you tell them you're cheating and everything like they is, they like that. They cool with you. They laughing. Everything is peachy geeny. Everything is cool. But when you with a bunch of girls and you tell them you don't cheat on your man and you don't want to do the things that they do, you don't want to go hang out, and you don't want to see, now that make you different. But different is strong. And I used to tell females, I used to say, like, yo, anybody could cheat. But try being true to your nigga, your man. Try being true. See, people don't like that. I used to tell my daughters, it's easy to have a baby and go and sign up for welfare. That's what everybody do. Have a baby and go down there and get on assistance and get food stamps and then you in the system. That's easy. But try not having a baby and graduating from high school and going to college and try graduating from college. See, now that's different. That's strength. That's real. So in a whole nutshell, in the whole everything, Plump Queen. Oh, wait a minute. People saying the phone cut them off. Because if you ain't on the line at 10 o'clock, you get cut off. Wait a minute. 1 second. Yeah. people got cut off. But at 10 o'clock, it cuts people off. But we not going to be out here much longer tonight. We're going to sign out before I don't want to fall asleep. And everybody say, oh, you fell asleep on your show. You fell asleep on your show. You fell asleep on you fell asleep on the show. I don't want to wait 1 second.
You did a good job today. Good show tonight, man.
Oh, good. No, you came out here with that mushy stuff. Hold on. Before I leave, I got anybody out. You know, I mean, like, I don't like to do this, but I always got to do this just in case. Anybody who want to make a donation to the show through Cash App, Venmo. I just got Venmo. Cash App, Venmo, Zelle. My Cash App is $JASHONJ, $JSean. Venmo, I think, is Randy-Jackson-208. You would know because I got a green sweatsuit on with some shades. Zelle, I guess Zelle is just my name. I'm not really sure. I don't really throw that out there too much, but, you know, just in case, like, some people be telling me they want to make donations to the show, and they well appreciate it. So you can make a $JSean. Zelle is my name. Venmo is Randy-Jackson-208. We lost a lot of people because it's after 10. Man, that girl was good. I ain't going to lie about that. She was good. Wasn't she good, Dre?
Yeah, she was good, bro. That's what I'm talking about.
She was that.
I mean, so. Yeah.
That's That's unbelievable. I didn't hear you sound blurry. You sound blurry.
I'm sorry. I said it's a fresh air to hear a woman speak in the race and then it's today.
Oh yeah, it is. It is a breath of fresh air because I would have never expected that. I'm telling you, she really came out here and spoke. She really came out here and spoke positive and I just can't believe it. I'm in awe at her conversation.
She restored your faith. She restored your faith and love. That's what you don't want to say.
Huh?
She restored your faith. She restored your faith and love. That's what happened. That's what she did.
I'm saying everything, but
she restored your faith and love.
She let me know that there's women out there like women I'm looking for. That's what she let me know.
Right. So that's restoring your faith, brother. Now your faith is back.
Yeah, she let me know because the way she was talking, that's the kind of woman I'm looking for. I'm looking for a woman who could say no matter where I'm at in the world, my man could know I'm not cheating on him. I'm looking for that. That's real. That's unconditional. She even said no matter where her man at, she know he not cheating on her. I mean, well, damn. I was trying to get him on the phone, but she said he was at work.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is you get to that point where the love is voluntary. That's the thing that taints love when it start being forced, when people start saying what you got to do and all of that stuff. That's what taints it. As long as you give in willingly and it's being reciprocated willingly, that's where the power at. That's where the growth at. That's where the joy is at. You think about every relationship that failed with you, what was the key thing? When it started being forced, either by you or by them, that's what ruins it. As long as you was doing it because because it was a feeling in your heart or you felt like that's what you wanted to do. But when you start feeling like it's an obligation, that takes away from it.
Yeah.
You know, it takes away from it. So that's really what it is. Like, the conditions is already within you. You know, you already know what you're willing to give and what you're capable of giving. You know, and if you're, and when a person accepting you for who you are and what you're capable of doing, rather than saying, you go get them a dozen of roses, they said, well, you should have got me pink roses. You know what I mean? So that messes you up now. You know, you get them red roses, they say you should have got them pink roses. You get them a dozen roses, they say you should have got them two dozen roses. You know, so that's where the love start. That's where it start changing. That's where you start going like, is this love? Now I done just went and did this, you know, from my heart, and now you telling me it's not enough, or it wasn't what you wanted. You know, so those are the things. That's when you know, the condition, look, whatever you do for me, I appreciate it. And what you were saying about her losing her arm, about Miles and Leon, you know, and the pastor is gratitude. You know, people, they're grateful, and a lot of us who have all our extremities, a lot of us are ungrateful. We need to be more grateful. We need more gratitude. You know, that's what we need. We need to be appreciating life in a manner where we don't appreciate life. That's why it's so easy for the young cats to be killing. They don't have no appreciation for life. Unfortunately, you know, and who do they, like the sister said, reflections. We are each other's reflections. We are like looking at in the mirror. We are like looking at each other, and we were the reflections of each other. And what we see is a reflection. What we see in our household or what we see on the street, we reflect it. We reciprocate that kind of stuff. That's what happens. You know, so.
Yeah,
you know, it's up to us. You know, it's up to us. Yeah, it was great show, and you know, it was insightful, and you know, that's what we need. We need, you know, more insight of what love is, because a lot of us have a misconception about love. You know,
yeah,
that's
true.
It.
I would have never. I'm going to tell you, like I keep saying, I thought I was going to talk to her like 30 minutes and then I was going to let her go. I mean, I didn't think that, you know, like, I never knew we was going to get into what we did. She really inspired me and inspired my guests on the show. They still texting me. People still texting me about her.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
Absolutely. So.
her name is Plump Queen on Facebook. I know you said you wanted to hit her up.
Right.
And get her on the show because she, trust me, she got a lot of shows left in her. She got a lot more shows left in her. She was Johnny on the spot.
Yeah, I just can't believe
her delivery. I just can't believe her delivery. Like she was serious. She was serious about what she was talking about.
When she living it, you know. When you live in something, you can be serious. You know, you live in it. Your life is the proof. You know?
Yeah, but she 13 years without marriage, though.
I mean, it's plenty of people with long-term relationships, because sometimes if you don't have the same concept about marriage, you know, that can mess around and ruin a relationship if you don't have the same concept, because some people's concepts of marriage takes it to a whole nother level. So I think anybody, before they even get married, they need to, each individual need to write down what marriage means to them, you know, before they get married. So, you know, there are things now that we can do to make sure that, you know, we can make it through the hard times, because, you know, it's not going to all be peaches and cream. She said that herself. They had the ups and downs. So you're going to, you know, it's going to be ups and downs. It's going to be, you're going to be disappointed, because, you know, we're human. And as she said, like, sometimes you're going to give 80%, another person going to give 100. Sometimes you're going to give 20, another person going to give 80. So, you know, you have to just be in it and know that the person you're with is in it with you. You know? And y'all both truly got each other's best interests at heart. That's the key. You know, and it's not too much of that going around, because, as she said, there's a lot of selfishness. People selfish, they thinking about themselves. And you know, the reality is, you know, being infidelity is a selfish act. That's something you do for you. You don't do that for your partner. You do that for you. That's a selfish act. So, you know, unfortunately, when we grew up in a time where that was a badge of honor. That was something where you was measured by how many women you could get, how many women you smashed. You know, that was something we grew up around. So that was a reflection that was reflected upon us, you know? So,
yeah.
You know, we have the ability now to change some of that. Like you said, for your daughters and them, you know, we get the chance to don't like you said, don't run and have no baby, you know, and, you know, go on welfare. No, get, you know, go get it, go to college, get a trade, get a crib first, get yourself situated before you have it. You know what I mean? And don't just have a baby by somebody you don't even know their family, because too much of that is happening. You know, you're having babies, but all you know is the person you're sleeping with. You don't know nothing about their family. Now something, you know, now you need a babysitter or something like that, or, you know, you don't even know the family. You know, so I think we got to, you know, change that. Like, you know, you got to get to know the family, because you don't know what the person about. You don't know their family. You know, you just meet a cat on the street or a chick on the street, and now y'all got a baby. Y'all don't know nothing about each other's background. And, you know, that kind of stuff is causing too much chaos. So Who's going to change that? We got to change that. We have the ability. Nobody going to change. Nobody's going to change our conditions if we don't make change them for ourselves. We already see that. You know, I mean, we see that. The whole, you know, civil rights movement. We've seen it with that. Like, we still asking politicians for stuff and all that. Like, why are we asking other people for stuff that we can really do ourselves?
They used to it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because that's a doctrine that we've brought into that our problem's going to be fixed by other people, and our neighborhoods is proof that that's not going to happen. You know, at some point we got to realize that old saying, you keep doing the same thing and expecting different results, you're insane. Is we all insane? Come on, that's insanity. So, come on, we can't keep doing the same thing expecting something to change. We got to change and then get some new results.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I just know the female, she was a powerful young lady. Very powerful young lady.
Yeah, understanding build, destroy. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
All being born to what? Knowledge. What is knowledge? Knowledge. Knowledge go back to wisdom. You know what I mean? So she was,
yep.
You know, wisdom. Wise words spoken by the wise person.
I think she was Aquarius. But you know, but we need a lot of women like that in the world. You know, she's goal driven. She's mature. She's straightforward, but with a feminine touch, you know.
Right.
So she really seemed like she got it going on.
Well, the beauty about it is she's in touch with her inner self. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
That's the key.
And that's where we're missing. That's why you're saying what you're saying, because a lot of women now are focusing on their outer self rather than their inner self. And men too. It ain't just the women. The men are doing it too. So, you know, so that's what we have to start working on, that inner being. Once you get that inner being working, now all this other stuff that means so much to you now will barely mean anything.
That's true.
So that's what it is.
That's definitely true. Yeah, I'm about to end the show for the night. Everybody say right. I fell asleep or something like that. I'm wide awake tonight. Before I go, there's still people on the line. I want everybody, if you free tomorrow, to tune in to Let's Talk About It All. That's Shadi, the one we're talking now. His show is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Let's Talk About It All. Then we got a show on Sunday at 7 o'clock, Point of Impact. Very, very good show. I call it Prison Reform, but they call it something else. And then Monday show with Dre is at 8:30, Humble X Vision. Lately, we never know what's going on with this show. You can have some unsigned artists 1 week. You can have a lawyer the next week. We never know what's going on with Trey's show. And then Thursday, That's Monday and Thursday. We have Tuesday and Wednesday off. Then Thursday we have my sister's show, The Lisa Experience. We're another one I would like to say every week, every show is something important but different, kind of like catch you off guard type topics, but it's a very good show. So we have to support each other. Like me and the guy said today, we got to support each other. And I'll be linking Plump Queen's info on my Facebook just in case you got a lot of stuff going on. So with that being said, let me see if anybody else press one. No, we got everybody good. I know everybody used to me falling asleep, but not tonight. I'm wide awake. I had some damn good food tonight, man. Let me tell you. I don't know if my man's still out here. I don't think he's out here. We went to Passaic to, I think it's 661 Passaic Street. They were selling dinners. Oh, my God. They selling dinners to 12. If you went to Passaic, go by, I think it's 61 or 661. Grab you a dinner, man. The food is good, man. Food is unbelievable. Where is it at? 1 second. Keeping It Real show. Always good. Always a good show. Where is it? Can't find it. 1 second, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, we good. Like I said, we get ready to end the show for the evening. I already gave out the Cash Apps and the Zelles and the Vemos if you want to make a donation to the show. Other than that, make sure you tune in tomorrow to Shadi's show. Let's talk about it all at 7 o'clock. Same phone number, it says 7 o'clock. Tune in. You know, you might hear something different. You might hear something good. You know what I mean? Who would have thought my show was going to be like this tonight? All our shows is like you never know what to expect until you expect it. But it's always positive. It's always real. It's always adding on to the culture. That's what we do here. With that being said, we're going to step away. Until next week, I had a hell of a show. I didn't drink too much. I didn't smoke too much. I didn't eat too much. Hell of a show tonight. I'm very happy with the show, and I'm very happy. I want to thank all my listeners that called in, everybody out on the links. I want to thank everybody because without you, this wouldn't be possible. That's a fact. I want everybody to keep, how I said that earlier, keep making castles out of sand. That's what I wanted to say. Keep asking and seeking and knocking. Keep waking up and living. Wake up and live. And live today like it's your last day until tomorrow comes. And think positive. Because we become what we think about. And once again, never stop making castles out of sand. Peace and blessings. We talk to you next week. Online, Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Podcast.
Shout out, Young Swiss.